I birthed you for a sole purpose. And yet, you hardly know your significance. Bekaraso, do not let the flesh or the mundane blind you. I know me. I know me, saith self unto you, yourself. I know me. I'm just me. But I say unto you that you're my son, my daughter, my high priest, that is to bring forth the high praises and the intercession in the earth, that will bring forth the great and last day harvest of my kingdom, saith the Spirit of grace. For you've not expected more of yourself as you should, but expect far more of yourself in going forward. Put a higher mark to your life and expect yourself to be in a place with me that can turn the city and that can turn the nation, saith the Spirit of grace. When you think of smaller terms of yourself, you minimize my ability to flow through you in authority and expectation of things in faith that will truly turn a city upside down, saith the Spirit of the Lord. When you relate to yourself as you would relate to a friend with many faults, and do not sear the higher part of you which is called up into higher places to make intercession for the city. When you live out of the familiar, then you demoralize and bring low the place of authority that is in you that I've placed to bring forth a revival, saith the Spirit of grace. Mekarasoto. Mekarase, yes, sir. There is a pride that can exist out of the flesh. And too many guard themselves at the expense of the Spirit, saying, I will not pride myself over there. But yet in the same way, you'll not live out of that place of authority by familiarizing yourself with the flesh. But you must come up higher, expect more and do more and be more for me through that place of authority, saith the Spirit of grace.